stuff that like we wouldn't actually. You know, Elizabeth and I were doing Silver Bells before the service started. And even in the lyrics of Silver Bells, it's, talking about the bustle of things and people rushing home with their treasures and the snow crunch and the children bunch. And, got to run, got to do the Christmas shopping, have so much baking to do. I have to decorate, have to get the Christmas cards out. So many things to do. And, even the lyrics of the song, it's like, this is Santa's big scene. I thought about changing that for church, but I kept it so I could come back and talk about it later. Where is the focus? And that star that that we see, when that star arose, and shined to direct people to Jesus, that was no subtle reminder. It wasn't like, a little flashlight out there or somebody, some parking attendant, trying to get your attention. That was, bam, big. In your face. It took your attention. It said, hey, boom, over here. This is where it's at. And, we still need that reminder today with everything. Christmas, I got to get this wham. Oh, Jesus, right there. And so, that's one of the big words. There's a couple words that, I should say, not a big word, it's a focus, but it's an important word. And we're going to be looking at a couple important words today. Focus being one of them. Where is your focus this holiday season right now as we're preparing for Christmas time? Now, joy is the next word that we want to talk about. Now, joy and happiness. Now, those two may seem just synonymous, like those go together, but they really don't in this scenario. The question is, in the unhappy times, do you still have joy? Are you still able to have joy when times are going really rough in sometimes? Maybe it's some bad news from the doctor. Maybe it's a rough time at work. This is a hard time of year. Bills are stacking up. We're missing some friends or loved ones or maybe having trouble with friends. We go through things. But as we go through those hard times, is there still the joy? And I would ask, when we go through those things, and this is a great year for it right now. It's, 2020, when, it's just it just seems to be the year. And, so many different challenges for everybody. But I ask again, I want to go back to the word focus. Where is the focus? Is the focus on the problems that we're encountering? Or is the focus right there on Jesus? And I think that the joy that you would find really depends on where your focus is and your perspective of the whole thing. If you're just focusing on the problems that are arising all around, it's very easy to not be able to see that joy. But if your focus is completely on Jesus and you're expecting the greater things to come, and you know that God is fighting your battles, and you are full of that hope that God gives us, it's very, it's much easier to find the joy as you're going through the hard times in life right there. I mean, thinking of the great examples in the Bible of, like Paul being in jail, and yet there he is just singing. Well, he's probably got every reason not to sing and not to be joyful, and yet he has found it. And, what happens, and, we'll get to this later, but, it is contagious right there. People are looking at him. Well, is this guy in jail, and he's singing, and he's happy? And, we just see examples throughout the Bible of people that are really in situations that are not happy, and yet They are so full of joy, and people are sitting there watching them. We're reading about them later, like, how are they doing this? How can they have such a great attitude? And they are filled with the joy of God. Their focus is on God. Now, I heard I actually read something on Facebook, and maybe some of you have seen it too, but it just made me stop and think. It's so simple and yet so profound. But it asked it posed the example. So somebody is standing there. Say you're standing there and you're holding a cup of coffee, and somebody walks up to you and bumps you, and your coffee goes flying everywhere. Why did coffee spill out of your cup? And you know, the answer is, well, I got bumped. No. The answer that we're looking for is coffee spilled out of your cup because there was coffee inside of your cup. If you had lemonade in your cup, lemonade would have come out. If you had soda in your cup, it would have been soda. But now put that into this light. You know, what is in your spiritual cup here? I mean, are you full of love, joy, peace, patience, the things of the fruit of the Spirit? And when you get bumped, those things are going to come out? Or is your cup got some anger, some bitterness, some things that when you get bumped, the nails are coming out? Even if it's just that split second, sometimes, you know, that happens. Okay, oh, that was wrong. But, you know, with the focus on the right place all the time and intentionally filling ourselves up, even that split second, the good things can come out right there. And, again, it's just keeping the focus, looking for the spirit of joy. You know, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, what did they say? The very first thing that they said was, fear not. That's what you always see the angels saying, always telling people, don't be afraid. We've got good news. We have good news for you guys. Fear not. You never once see the angels appearing and saying to somebody, you ought to be terrified. I mean, you ought to be completely terrified. The situation that you're in, God has called a special meeting. He's organized the angels. They're all trying to figure out how to get you out of this. Hey, not happening. Never. God is in control. He's showing up. The angels are coming. You don't even understand. We have good news. And when the angels appeared to the shepherd, so here's the passage right here from Luke 2, 9 through 12, which we actually just heard read. But an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy. I mean, it's not just going to crack a smile. It's not just going to, you know, it's not just going to, we're not going to offer you a Kleenex in the middle of your hard time. This is going to bring you great joy. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And this is to be a sign unto you. And you will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. The angel had good news. And, you know, that news is still absolutely fantastic. And so there's, the first point right there is keep your focus, you know, right on that star that's just directing you, like good news, great things. In the midst of all of this craziness, in the midst of everything going on, there is still great news. We have every reason to be able to find joy if we can put our focus on the right spot right there. Now, second piece of news there, I mentioned the word, it's contagious. Now, that is a word that ain't nobody want to hear at this time. You're like, I'm contagious. I bet you are. 2 weeks ago. If you're filled with joy, that really can be absolutely contagious. And people will see that. People want that. They see somebody just bubbling over with joy. Especially in the midst of a hard time that everybody's going through, that can rub off on them. And you know what? That's not a new idea. People know this. In fact, you know, every Christmas movie that we see, it's, you know, seems to be about people that have lost their track, at your focus at Christmas, and they're getting back on track. You even look at a movie like something like Elf, or there was an old one I saw with Mickey Rooney called It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, and these movies all end very similarly with, you know, they're in like Central Park or somewhere, and they have to try to bring everybody together for Christmas, and one person starts to sing, and everybody looks at them like they're crazy, but then that second person joins in, and the third and the fourth, and pretty soon everybody's singing, and then bam, everybody is like united in song, and they've got this joy, they've all come together, and are doing that, but it's contagious. And when you are filled with that joy, you can be contagious too. I remember a conversation with a friend I had, you know, not terribly long. Yeah, I guess it was pretty long ago now. But I just remember him coming over, and I see him walk in. I'm like, hey, and I just see him absolutely just giddy. I mean, just this look in his eyes, and you know, he walks in, and I don't even know how to describe it. This guy, he was there, but he was not. Took me all of 10 seconds to say, uh-huh, and what is her name? And he's, how did you know? Like, oh, you're not fooling anyone. And we're sitting there, and like, you know, good, hey, do you want something to drink? You want some tea? She loves tea. I bet she does. We'll be watching TV, and like, that girl on the TV looks like her, except for my girlfriend's way prettier. And the guy was just so consumed. Everything was just about this girl. And, you know, it just makes me think, you know, the same thing. When we're that consumed, when we're that full of joy, we're not going to be fooling anyone. It's just, we're just going to be beaming. You're going to be walking around, and you're going to be full of this joy. You're going to have this smile on your face, and people are just going to be looking and wondering, where is that? It is a witness without even having to say many words. I mean, just through the actions, people are going to be drawn to this. Now, you go through joy even in the times of pain, of suffering. You have this joy. In fact, you know, there's a verse in James right here, and James says, you know, the words that we all know, and sometimes the words that are a little bit hard to buy into, but consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. You know, and you sit there, you know, thinking, okay, really, this is pure joy, because I'm going to tell you that this actually seems like pure misery, what I'm going through right now. It's very easy to think pure joy when things are going well, and you know, we think to ourselves, oh, I could do trial by fire. Sure, I got this. When that fire hits, that's a little bit harder. And you think, James, are you kidding me? This is supposed to be pure joy. But, you know, think about the things that are valued in Christianity. It, you know, the things of an increasing faith, of growing closer to God, of learning to love others. And sometimes this is a trial by fire. You know, the goal in Christianity is not to simply arrive unscathed one day at death, and to just, you know, have the most perfect life only to die. Yeah, we do go through some intense challenges here and there, and the mindset should be that yes, we are going through this, and we are learning, and God is working on me right now. And that is what James is saying. This is wonderful. When you get through this, you will have taken another step. You will have gone a little bit deeper. And yes, have joy in the midst of this. It is not a happy time. But You know that God is in control of everything. God is in this. God is walking with you. God is getting you through this. God is teaching you. God is working with you right now. This is a time to be filled with joy. You'll remember that. And a phrase that kind of comes to mind in these times when the hardships happen is, let us not begin to doubt in the dark the things that we know are true in the light. It's going back and making sure that the focus is staying right there on God, right there where it should be, and not on all the distractions all around. The other thing, maybe this isn't the best analogy, but this is one that I definitely thought of as I was reading through this, and we're talking about, the joy of being tested and of coming through these different trials that we go through. One of just my favorite shows is, maybe you've seen it, but it's called The A-Team. And man, I love that show. And there is a character in the show that had the coolest jacket. And I wanted that jacket. And I was like, I'm going to go on a hunt and I'm going to see if I can find this jacket. It's the character Murdoch, and he's got this jacket, and it's, from Vietnam. It says Da Nang on it, and it says, it had the numbers 1970, and it has a tiger. I was like, I wonder if I can find a replica of that jacket, because I love that jacket. And I searched and searched, and finally, there it is. This is Murdoch's jacket. But you know what? I got the jacket, and I was showing it to people, and there, even some people commented, like, that's Murdoch's jacket, but it just seems different. And I was back watching it. What is different about my jacket than his? His has battle scars. His is worn down. It's like mine is bright and shiny. It's like, looks like it's just, I mean, it's brand new, but I mean, it looks like I've barely even worn it. His, he wears it in every episode, and he's got this jacket on. He gets thrown out of a car and rolls on the concrete, and it gets worn down. It's probably got bullet holes in it and singe marks all over it. And man, his has been through the fire, and I think that's what makes it look impressive. Is I don't know. I've got to go on some adventures with this to get it looking like Murdoch's jacket. But he's really, he's been through it. And I was just thinking about that, when you're done, when you get through it, when you have gone through what God has taken you through, and you have learned, and your faith has grown, and you look back on it, now you've got a story to tell. You got a story to tell of your faith. I mean, think about it. We read the Bible, and we read the stories of these great, people of the faith. We read Daniel in the lion's den. We didn't read about Daniel took a walk on a nice day through a garden. That's not an exciting story. Daniel in the lion's den, that's an exciting story. We read David and Goliath. That's an exciting story. That's a story of faith. We didn't read David stayed in the meadow and took a nap. That's not the story that we read. And, and all of their focus through the hard times was right there on God. And so, in bringing it kind of to a close there, again, keep our focus on the right place. And when we do that, we will be filled with joy. Now, when we are filled with joy, that is the time where we are contagious. That is the time we can go to other people. We can uplift other people. We can show them the way. They will be wondering, especially if they don't have Jesus in their life, how is this happening? How can you be in the middle of this circumstance and still be so completely full of joy? How can you be smiling in the middle of the, the 2020 pandemic, when this is like done so many terrible things? Let me tell you all about it. And the third thing is, if you are going through this right now. And, you know, this is an easier said than done process. You know, like I mentioned earlier, it's very easy to say, yes, I will have my focus here and I will be full of joy. And then you really start to go through the times. And the third point is make sure that you have people to connect with. I mean, it can be people right here in your church family, people who will pray with you and people who will talk with you and people that will walk through the fire with you, that will help you, that will encourage you, that will, you know, send you those Bible verses. I will tell you, this church is full of them, and so many that you don't even, some people that you don't even see. I just, I had a birthday last Sunday, and Troy forgot it. I'm kidding. But you know who I got a card from in the mail? Come on, you know who I got a card from. She never misses. Hannah. Yeah, Hannah. So we get the card from Hannah in the mail. Never, she always remembers me. Always, and never forgets. I think I got one because it was a Saturday one time. I think it was a happy Saturday from Hannah. I mean, it just makes you feel like special. Like, wow, somebody remembers me. You know, we've got a very special church right here, a very special body of Christ where, people do, they remember you and they do care about you and they will walk that road with you. They will pray with you. And hopefully, all of us would with other people as well. When they're needing that, they're needing that joy and they're just going through a bit of a hard time. It's remember to help carry each other through these hard times right here. So, all right, and that is our, made it through everything, I think, in record time. But hit all those points nicely. All right, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. But Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you just so much for today, for bringing us here today, and that even though our numbers are small, thank you that we could be here together. And I just pray that as we leave, we would remember to keep the focus on you, to intentionally keep the focus on you, and just in the midst of all the distractions and in the midst of everything going on, I just pray that we would remember to be thankful and to look to you and to fill our cups up with joy and all of the things of the fruits of the Spirit. God, I just pray that we would continue to look to you. We thank you so much for just bringing us together as this body of church. We love you, God, and we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's stand and sing a